Radha and Krishna both they perform their water park prayers. And that is why there are five special pastimes have been described there. Very rarely we see these pastimes somewhere else being performed. One is Jal Krida, the water pastime. Second pastime, Nauka Vihar, the boat pastime. Third, there he performs his Jula, the spring pastime, and also Kunjalila. And Adupan also, drinking the divine catenary honey wine. He has performed all these pastimes. It is also described further in Mahaprabhu's work. If suppose somebody with full of bhakti takes bath, what is the result of him or her taking bath there? He definitely gets direct Radha Prem, Krishna Prem. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is decided by Mahaprabhu. He has educated these words. He has described when Radha Rani used to be in Maan sometimes. That time, Krishna himself, where Raghunath Swami sang in his words, when sometimes Radharani was in Maan, that time Krishna himself, Shyamsundar himself, to please appease Radharani, three times he used to take bath and he chanted Radharani's mantra. Krishna himself is chanting. And that is why Krishna also, to please Radharani, in that place where he used to take bath, and what to speak about ordinary people. Also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that he is describing this kun is Mahaprabhu is chanting this shloka that where Radha Priyam Kundam Priyam Pukha Sarva Gopaisthevaika. This shloka he is describing that the way Radharani is dear to Bhagwan, similarly dear to Bhagwan himself, this kund also. Why? Because this kund, they are present here, manifested as pawns in these two places, Radha and Krishna. When Krishna kund came into being, then he, Radharani also manifested this Radha kund. Then Yoga Maya, he gave order to Vrinda, Vrinda Devi, that, oh Vrinde, decorate this place in a very beautiful manner, unprecedented manner, that this should become the topmost place, topmost pastime place of Radha and Krishna. By the order of Yoga Maya, Vrinda Devi, she decorated this place with very beautiful kunj. Ashtasakhis have different kunj, each of them, Ashtasakhas have different kunjas. It is described that some kunj is only made up of flowers, some kunj is only made up of leaves. So beautiful these kunj. Some kunj is like with the lightning, bluish color. Some are like green color. Some are white. Like this, Radha kunj, if there was such kunj, if you would enter inside this kunj, the kunj's color would also be similar to your color. Suppose somebody comes nearby, if he peeps inside the through the door, he cannot see. Why? Because he was like invisible inside. And around all the kunja, he also made four beautiful swings. When the divine couple, Julan Kala Ghat is also there. When they are swinging in the swing, that time their reflection would fall in the water. And there are four types of lotus flowers are described growing there, where red, green, white, red, all these flowers are there. Rajans, the royal swine, used to go wander in these ponds, and the steps were full of jewels. The Kavi Karanpur is describing that such beautiful are these staircases, impossible to describe. Anand Manjari Kunj is also there, right in the middle. like in this very beautiful manner. These Shyamakunda and Radha Kunda have been decorated in a very divine, transcendental manner. Vrinda Devi has decorated this place. And very many different flowers. There are very beautiful birds there, very different type of birds are there. They are performing, they are singing pastime. They are singing so beautifully, so sweetly. The beloved, the divine couple also, they used to enjoy the singing of the birds. That's why Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, they are not Kund, they are Radha and Krishna directly themselves. As fawns, they have manifested themselves. All the holy places that there are on this planet, they are in combined form, they are present here. That's why Raghunatha Swami is describing the glories of Kunda. He is saying these words. He's saying, Sri Vrindavan is the topmost holy place. And even superior to Vrindavan, Bhagavan Govardhan, that is more superior. And Rakshasthali, where is only reference, is more superior. Although they are very superior, all these places, but Radha Kund and Shyam Kund's glory is so high, that these glories, all the holy places of this planet, they fade. Their glory stayed in front of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund's glory. Why? Because Sankal and Patra, according to Sankal and Patra, this place is the topmost. What is this Khan, the place? Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. Kal's time, what pastime was performed there, where the sweet pastimes, Madhyan, the afternoon pastimes, how Krishna has gone to graze the cows, and there this, with whom he used to perform these pastimes. Only the Swapaksha Gopi, the gopis who were in similar mood to Radharani. The one performed these pastimes. Sometimes it is described, somebody says, Surya Kund could be the topmost place. But there also, they are performing their sweet, sweet pastimes. But Maharaj is, the philosophy behind this is, it's Radha Kund and Shyam Kund is topmost, most superior to all other places. Why? Because sometimes Jatila and Kutla can come to these places in Surya Kund. But Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, it is protected fully by Yoga Maya. Where Jatila and Kutila can never enter this place. That is why, in very carefree manner, in complete freedom, they can perform their loving amorous pastimes. That's why Maharaj is also describing somebody, Prem Sarovar, they are saying this is to be the topmost place because Madanakya Mahabhav is manifested, this mood is entered in that place. But Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, Madanakya Mahabhav, Radharani is always present in this mood, in Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And she is Swadhin Bhatrika. Swadhin Bhatrika means where Krishna is completely subordinate to Radharani. According to the orders of Radharani, he performs all his tasks. From all angles, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund should be considered to be the topmost place. That's why Sri Raghunatha Swami is saying, in his prayer, he is saying, he is worshipping Radha Kund and Shyam Kund in different words, considering Radha Kund to be Radha Kund, Radharani herself. He is saying in these words, Oh Radha Kund, he says, you, and you are hearing that Raghunath Das Goswami in Braj, and he comes at Radha Kund. That time, one by one, Mahaprabhu's associates are disappearing. That time, Raghunath Das Goswami, he becomes so eager, so anxious he becomes that this topmost place of Radha, where Giriraj, it looks like a snake, a python's mouth to be, and Yamuna river seems to be biting him, very burning for him. Raghunatha Das Goswami is saying, hey Radha Kund, you are very, very dear to Krishna. You be merciful that somehow I could get shelter at your lotus feet, where Radha and Krishna have performed their different pastimes, loving pastimes they have performed. That's why, oh Radha Gunasyama Kuna, please, you give me a residence at your lotus feet. Because Radha Kuna and Shyam Kuna are Radha and Krishna themselves. That is why, without Radharani's mercy, sometimes Nanda Devi, when she is coming once, was asked, where are you coming from, Radharani? From Radha Kuna, Shyam Kuna. What did you see? I saw Krishna. What was he doing? Oh, he was dancing. Dancing? Who is the guru who is teaching him? Radha Kuna and Shyam Kuna, the leaves and creepers. He is considering this to be your form, your swarup. He is learning dance from the leaves and creepers. Means each and every leaf and every creeper of Radha Kuna, it is totally absorbed in Radharani's bhav. And Shyam Sundar sees all around leaves and creepers as Radharani's swarup. That is why in all views, in all angles, wherever, however we analyze, we can see that the space is completely overflooded with Radharani's and Krishna's frame. Today, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, we reached that place. Must consider that we are very, very fortunate. All this Harikatha, whatever I have spoken here, Gurudev has spoken in so many different times. I have just repeated, I have tried to repeat those words. This is Gurudev's blessing. It's a special mercy that we are going in other Gaudiya Math about these topics. Nobody knows anything. They also say, we should not speak about Radharani. Our Guruvar has said, we should not discuss this thing. Guruvar have said, but they have also given a qualified person. This is his special mercy that this Rasmai, this Premamai, and all full of Siddhant, philosophical truth, deep philosophical truth. We are hearing this deep philosophical truth about Radharani. Must understand this is very special mercy of Gurudev. We are very fortunate. Guru and Vaishnavas are eternal. We are praying to Bhagavan that if he gives a birth sometime somewhere, only under the guidance of such rustic Vaishnavas, pure devotees, and may be able to hear all these parts. Thanks to such pure devotees. Thank you.
Sri Radha Krishna is for making all the saints in Vrindavan and Dorian, but if you run out of money, then they cannot be able to run out of step of dust of the family of the Rasun. Why? Some of my argument, but it's really good to have some of the so many loving pastors that were home there by the divine God. There, in Chisuri Kun, any Kshatriya person, like Chisila and Rikila, might enter there and cause some disturbance. But in Chirada Kun, Yoga Maya makes such an arrangement that only Radharani's own group can enter there. Therefore, Radharani's perform their pastimes in any way that is Nishin, free from any anxiety. Therefore, Satsananda would describe how beautifully they perform pastimes like Tulan. And when they swing out of the water, then their reflection is seen in the water. They perform pastimes like drinking madhupan, drinking like intoxicating beverage, performing pastimes like gambling, performing jumping, pastimes in the water. Therefore, these waters, these pastimes, only performed in Radhakuni, in a way that is free from any anxiety. Therefore, as you have said last week, even though we go to many other places, it's a part that we hear from the mountains to Guga, we cannot find him any other place. So Srimati Radhika, the sixth and complete Ashray Sattva. Therefore, under the guidance of Ashray Sattva, Srimati Radhika, or Guru Gurudev, wants to perform Bhajan of Chiti Sai Sattva in Krishna. Without the mercy of Srimati Radhika, one can never see Krishna. Because he is Radhika Sarup, Sri Krishna Prama, Radhika Sarup, Sri Krishna Prama Kalpalata, Sav Sakhi Gamsa, Bala Pusha Pata. Srimati Radhika, her Sarup is made of, her Sarup, she is the wish fulfilling mind of Krishna Prama. And all the other leaves of Gopi, they are nothing else but Radharani expansion. Just like the twigs, the leaves, and branches are expansions of the original mind. In the same way, whatever mood we find in the hands of other gopis, all are existing, all have their dependence upon Srimati Radhika. Therefore, in this world, we are performing another bit of bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Maranam, Pada, Sevanam, Ashram, Bhagavan, Dasyam, Sakyam, Ashram, Vedanam. But Srimati Radhika, she is the Rudracharya of all other types of devotion. Because her Sarupa is combined in Mahabharata, there in this world, how anyone can perform the limbs of devotion without the mercy of Srimati Radhika is completely impossible. Therefore, her activity is completely composed of giving happiness to Sri Krishna. All her endeavors are anukul or favorable towards Krishna's enjoyment. Therefore, Sri Sattva asked for Surasthani Manu, Dada, Virah, Kutta, Mada, Dhanuman. Just like we cannot accept the sun without the sunlight. The same way we cannot accept Srimati Radhika without Krishna.
Krishna.
See, without the mercy of the sunlight, then no one can see the sun. Then without the mercy of the energy of Bhagavan, then how anyone can serve Krishna? Therefore today we want to see Radhakuni. And you see, even though Radhakuni and Radharani are no different, still Radhakuni is even more merciful than Srimati Radhika. Because you can only really see Radhika when you achieve perfection. But today we have the chance to say Bhakti Radhakuni to give glory to Radhakuni. Therefore Radhakuni is so glorious, but so rarely attained. Therefore Sri Rupa Goswami, in Sri Upanishad Samrita, he says, that place is really achieved even for Brahma, even for Lord Shiva. What to speak of any demigod, Radhakuni is really achieved even for Sri Krishna himself. Radhika, That time Krishna also chants his Gayatri, of which Srimati Radhika is the watchful deity. Gurudev Krishna said that when Krishna was chanting his mantra, the Gopinath Chattaji, "Oh Krishna, stretch your back. Hey Krishna, concentrate properly. Otherwise, how you'll get the seed?" They reached the name of the mantra. Radhika, nothing is left. The whole just chant of Chattaji was only. Yastapu is the point of Kadaya, Anuradha, very lovely. Kim Dalme, Kim Sulukane, Kim Shanishan, Kim Shama, Priyaman, and all. How can you be described? If I can get the service of the Lord of Sri Krishna Bhagavad, we will be complete in bodyhood of Anurag towards Krishna. Then Kim Dalme, what need of following any type of Varanashram Dharma? Kim Sulukane, what to speak of the worship of the demigods? You are insignificant. Kim Shanishana, we don't even need the service of the Supreme Lord Nami Godhead. We somehow can get the service of the Pujas of Srimati Radhika. So her Pujas and her glance are very difficult to achieve. Every morning we see the Dakari Sriyamam Kripasakasta Bhajanam. That is even devotees like Brahma, like Lord Shiva, who are also praying for the merciful glance of Srimati Radhika. But how will get the mercy of Srimati Radhika? Today we went to Radhapur. Siddhanta Sri Shaka says, it's true one can achieve friend by taking baths in Radhapur one. But what type of bath? That means one should take an upper-pitched transcendental bath with one uppercut deha, one transcendental body in transcendental Radhapur. If one can manage that and one achieve friend, then he can. Therefore today, speaking for my miserable self, I went there to Radhapur, could not see anything. I remember Sri Shivakumari one time when living there, and I thought I'd be very drastic, and I'd ask, "Maharaj, what are you thinking here at Radhapur in the last place?" And my thinking, "I cannot understand anything about this place." So, how we can understand the glories of Radhapur? We can understand the glories of Radhapur by hearing from the mouth of that sadhu who always has dash from the dham. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Chapa said, "When we come to Vrindavan Dham, don't waste your time looking at the quasi-spiritual sadhu or the quasi-spiritual landscape of the Dham. Instead, you should give your full attention to the sadhu who reveals the Dham through his Hanikata. Therefore, that person who takes shelter of Radharani shares and shares, that person can enter Radhapur. Otherwise, none. Even Krishna cannot enter Radhapur without the mercy of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, what to speak of our miserable self? Therefore, today, I remember successfully the glorify Radhapur. Even shares the millions of mouths, you cannot even describe one of the strong Radhapur. Then my friend Ray, Alonis, and Guru Raja, without the mercy of Guru Parampara, no one can have entrance to Radhapur. And that person was against that Guru Parampara. You're living in Radhapur? No. But it's done so, I said, they're living in hell. Today I say, Shabbat to be a Guru there.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Jesus, the Lord is in front of the Lord is in day. And really, God, we wish you all, 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 wish you And all Krishna Kara, us killed by the Siddha Shishila, Lord Ibidanda, Narai, and Kushwara, and Narash. And all the Siddha Lotus be the vow of mine, Guru Manuka, Guru Varada, to all the Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas. So to speak about Sri Radha Kunda, as Shripad Damodar Maharaj just expressed, is certainly an impossible task. For conditioned soul, because it is lying in the transcendental realm beyond our sensual and mental and intellectual investigations. We cannot touch. It is in the occult realm. It is in the realm in which the supreme absolute truth performs his eternal pastimes, his eternal transcendental deeds. And this Raja Dham, Raja Mangala, this is the landscape. This is the transcendental landscape which has been manifested here in the material world for all the conditioned souls to become connected with Sri Krishna's eternal pastime. But yet, although 5,000 years ago Krishna manifested, all of his lilas here in Vrajadam, by bringing all of his eternal associates with him from the spiritual world, and especially his beloved Vrajagopis. And there, Sri Krishna tasted the rasa, which even himself, he became completely astonished. Because Krishna is Rasika Shekhar, he is the absolute king, emperor, and highest taster of all rasa. Why? Because he himself is the Rasa Almighty Saha. He himself is Rasa. He is composed of Rasa. Or, as Srila Bhakti Raksha Kshitar Maharaj used to say, he is ecstasy himself. Ecstasy personified. But yet, that supreme absolute Rasa Almighty Saha, in order to distribute that ecstasy outside of himself, it requires the help of this Swarupa Shakti potency, Srimati and Adhirati. She is the embodiment of Krishna's Shakti, his energy potency. And it is by her, because she is the very embodiment of Krishna's Ladini Shakti potency, through which Krishna enjoys transcendental pleasure, through his transcendental senses. So she is the embodiment of the highest development of this Ladini Shakti potency, which is called Mahabhav. Therefore, she is called Mahabhav Swarupini. So, Srimati Radhika plays the goal of extracting unlimited rasa from Sri Krishna and also distributing it outwardly, outside, in all directions. Therefore, as stated in the Pada Purana, this place where Srimati Radhika has her own kunda, her own transcendental breathing place, this place is not different than Srimati Radhika herself. Yada Radha Priya Vishnos, Tasya Kundam Priya Nada, Sarvago Gokishu Saivaika Vishnur Antyanta Bhavutava. She, Radha Kunda, is not different than Srimati Radhika, who is the Atyanta Bhavutava, the most dearly beloved of Sri Krishna. So to understand that Radha Kunda, we have to refer to Sri Upadeshamrita, Sri Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami, he is describing the gradual comparative analysis for all places within the entire creation and of all devotees within the entire creation. And there he describes Karim Yak Paito Hare Priyatayas Yaktim Yayur Dhyanina Devyo Dhyan Vikut Bhakti Parama Premaika Nishta Sita
Shiva Sananda Prabhu, Shiva Gurudev, he is revealing the glory of Shiva
Swami Radhika, who transcendental loving pastime with Sri Krishna to the entire world. He is bringing this to manifesting in the hearts of all the Vaishnavas throughout the world. So if we follow in his footsteps and take shelter of his lotus feet, then one day we will find ourselves serving the lotus feet of Radha Krishna on the banks of Radha
Krishna.
They want to have Krishna, they want to have
but still they cannot achieve this. What to speak, how to speak about the glories of Radha, Radha Rani. Even Krishna is controlled by her. And I am offering obeisance and respects to the dust of that lotus feet again and again. Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, he has in very humble mood, he said, this is not something ordinary, this is Radha Chakra, even the demigods have not been able to describe it, but today, Gurudev has described the glories of Radha Kund, and the various Vaishnavas have spoken very beautifully about Radha Kund's glory. If you understand Krishna Tattva, then maybe you can understand a bit about Krishna Tattva. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchit Ananda, Satchit Shakti, Saru is Saru Shakti, the internal potency. Don't ignore her Harikatha. and
Sutta
Goswami Pad is saying to another Buddhist person, he's saying, describing here, it is said that the source of all incarnation, Krishna,
and great demigods.
Hare Krishna,
body, they are one, but they are two forms, only for the sake of experiencing Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti, Duryabhu Pegnai Shakti Rakhama, Radha Purna Shakti, the complete potency of Sri Krishna. Without Radhika, Krishna cannot do anything. And Sri Krishna is Purna Shakti Man. Only he desires, and all of those desires are fulfilled by Srimati Radhika. There is no difference between the two of them. So, it is explained in the Shastra, Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta Radhika or Adetata. Radhika is called Devi. What does it mean? Devi Kavi Yodamana Parma Sundari Chimpa Krishna Puja Kida Bhakti Nagari. Devi means who is Yodamana, supremely beholden, and Parma Sundari, the most beautiful. And especially, it means that she is the playground of Krishna, the place where she Krishna plays. And the place of Sri Krishna's puja, she is also worshipful for Sri Krishna. Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta, Radhika Gopal Krishna Mayi. Krishna Mayi Yaha Krishna, Antare Vikare, Yaha Yaha Netra Pare Taha Krishna Spare, Radhika Gopal Krishna Mayi. Because inside and outside, she sees only Krishna. Wherever her eyes go, there she sees the Krishna. That's why the power of her brain, she overpowers the heart of Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna also sees Srimati Radhika everywhere. So, I want to thank the Reverend Dr. Vaishnava today, who is called Rasananda Prabhu. He has a very beautiful description of the glory of Sri Radha Kund. Of all the places in Radhananda, this Radhakund is topmost. The sweetness of Radhakund is so incomparable that the collective sweetness of all the places in Radhananda together can be equal to the sweetness of one strip of dust on the back of Radhakund. And why is that? Because Sri Radhakund is Radha Abhinasuru. It is no different from Radhika himself. As Radhika is the Sarvaguna Kani, the deep mind of all transcendent qualities. So Radhakund is also the deep mind of all transcendent qualities. What a beautiful place. This place is surrounded by so many bathing gaps and steps and trees in pairs of Kadamba, Bakul, Mango, and Champa, with swings on all sides for the pastimes of Radha Krishna. And a beautiful platform made of jewels and crystal. And when the sun shines, they're shimmering. And it is very difficult to understand which is land and which is water. Even the birds flying overhead, they fly down to land in the water and go slipping across the jewels. Because it's going to the water. Very beautiful place. And then the sweet pastime of Radha Krishna takes place. When Sri Krishna arrives at Radha Krishna, we have learned that we see Radhika everywhere. But practically, how is it so? When Sri Krishna feels the breezes of Radhakund, then those breezes, they are to him exactly like the sighing of Srimati Radhika. When Sri Krishna takes the fragrance of Radhakund, all flowers, it is like the fragrance of Srimati Radhika. When Sri Krishna sees the Chakravaka bird playing in the water of Radhakund, is like the body of Srimati Radhika. When they splash the water and the white foam comes, it appears to Krishna like the pearl necklace around the neck of Srimati Radhika. When the lotus flowers come out from the water, it is as if the lotus hands of Radharani in Jiva Kinshi's bark are soaking Christopher Pachinko. So when Sri Krishna sees Radhakund, he becomes overwhelmed. The swanings of Radhakund sing a beautiful song, and to Krishna, it is the ample bells of Radhika. When the cuckoos are singing, it is the voice of Radhika. And Krishna becomes completely bewildered. Seeing Sri Krishna in this bewildered state, during the day he went to the lotus feet of Radhika. Radhika asked, "Can Sat Brinde Priyata Kihane Hada Mulat Pudasya?" "Oh Brinda, where are you coming from?" She said, "From the lotus feet of Hari. Utkasa, where is he?" "Kundarane," "Oh, he is in the forest of the bank of your Kuli." Radhika asked, "Kimi Hakunte, what is he doing there?" Brinda Devi replied, "Nirtya Shiksham, he is taking dancing lessons." "Really?" Radhika became curious. "Guru Kaha, who is his dancing teacher?" Brinda Devi said, "From Tamimurti, Pati Tarudasas, Digvidik Shivspuranti, and Vishiva, Ramati Sarito, Natayanti, the Pacha." "Oh Radhika, his dancing teacher is your beauty, your image, revealing itself in every leaf, in every tree, and every creeper of Radhapuri. Just like a puppeteer moves the strings and makes a puppet dance. So similarly, your image is like a puppeteer making Krishna dance on the bank of Radhapuri." So when Krishna Sakhi told this to Radhika, she said, "I don't believe you. I think he's dancing behind the image of Padmanabha Shishu. I know that's Krishna." Radhika looks and saw one deer, male deer, Suranga. Said, "Look at this Suranga. Suranga has a contour. The name is Mandini. But what is this deer doing? Going after other deer? Why? Because there's bad association. Krishna's deer. Look at this peacock. Dominic Kandavik has a contour. But this peacock is going after other deer. Why? Bad association. The association of Sri Krishna. So because of praying, Sri Krishna is seeing Radhika everywhere and dancing behind her, completely devoted to her. And because of Radhika's praying, she's seeing everywhere, is reminding her of Krishna. But because of her Bhavya Bhav, it is reminding her that Krishna may be going to be with someone else. These beautiful pastimes take place at Sri Radha Kundi. Pujipada Ratananda Kundi describes how Radha Kundi is superior to Surya Kundi. Why? Because Aksurikun, some Vijatya, some who are against the meeting of Radha Krishna, like Sutila and Kutila, then they go there, or some Sakti from some other group. But that Radha Krishna is protected by Yoga Maya. But what does it mean that Radha Krishna is protected by Yoga Maya? For a Nandi Devi, she's Yoga Maya for all Rasa, Santa Dasa, Sakti, Vasaya, and Sagadhyam. But bring the Devi, she's Yoga Maya, exclusively in Surya Rasa. So at Radhapuri, there are two paths. One goes from Radhapuri in the direction of Gauri Kirtan, and the other one goes from Radhapuri in the direction of the meadow where Sri Krishna takes the cowful grazes. So Brinda Sakhi herself, being Yoga Maya and protecting Radhapuri, she sends one gopi to the path that leads to Gauri Kirtan and tells her, "If any Sakhi or some Ravani will wander this way, you should tell them lies and cheat her and make them go away." And to another gopi, she says, "Go and stand on the other path that goes to Gopa. And if any cowardly boy will wander this way, also you can cheat them and send them the other way." In this way, practically, Brinda Devi, Ramamaya, is protecting the Radha Kundi from the entrance of anyone except for Radhika and Ramamaya. Here at Radha Kundi, the speciality is that Radhika is Swadhin Vartika. Swadhin Vartika. But practically, what does it mean? So Radhika has many moves of heroin. Abhisattva, Lopeshaja, Kalahandrita, Kanchirita, Kamsita Vartika, etc. But the highest and best mood, Swadhin Vartika, it means the heroine who finds the love, brings her beloved completely under her control. Wherever she will go, he will follow like a shadow. And she will give orders to him. So Radhika will order Krishna, "Oh Krishna, you should do my decoration. Do my decoration. Put the cosmetic on my eyes. Make pictures with Kasturi on my body." It seems that Radhika is very, like, controller. But actually, this is her very high level of training. In her meeting with Krishna, she is saying, "Krishna Mayata, She's yours. I am one with Krishna. But now if anyone else will decorate me, these decorations will not be Krishna. Therefore, Krishna himself, his heart should melt and become the gato on my eyes. Krishna himself, being Shyam Sundar, should melt and become the Shyam color, the smoothing, and become the vengeance on my body. So these are some of the very elevated beautiful moves of Mahabharata present in Radhakam. I don't have no qualifications to hear, remember, or speak any of these things. But under the guidance and shelter of the Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev and Guru Kishadev, I have done so. So if I have made any mistakes, please forgive me. And if I have said anything that was correct, it was by the Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev.
Thank you. Thank you.
I offer my inward respect and respect to my Guru Pachadma, thereafter to all the Vaishnavas present here, our mothers and brothers, my present here. Just now, the Vaishnavas, in a very beautiful manner, describe the glories of Radha Kund and Radha Sakha. In Vishnu Puran, one shloka is there, which is this shloka. Brajamandal Yasad Goswamis, whatever shloka and the thoughts that they have quoted, spoken, they have. And they have said that Radha Kund is the highest place that there is. Next to Quran, it is saying that the way Radha Krishna is very dear, the supermost beloved of Krishna, and Sarvashakti Haladini, internal potency, Shiv Shakti, by all these names she is known, that same very Vishnu Bhanu Nandini Radhaji. And her kund is also similar, the most superior place in all the universe. Another Brahmi's kund is also similarly as superior as it is, as beloved as Radharani to Sri Krishna. Why?
The gopis.
Everybody is desiring the mercy of Sri Krishna. Radha Kund is also similar. Radha Kund, Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is describing in whose enlightenment is pointed is that Radha Kund Sopan, the stairs, its water and all the kunj that are surrounding this Radha Kund, all the places, right from the particles of death in that place, they are like Radha, Mahabhadrupani is Radha Rani. Similarly, they are also associated with Mahabhav. Because they are rich in Mahabhav, that is why. In Adi Puran also it is described that the way Radha Rani is dear to me, and the way she is serving me, who can serve me? Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself is saying his own words. And in all the three worlds, this prithvi, earth is possible, where Vrindavan Dham is present. And amongst them also, the most auspicious, most fortunate is, these gopis are most fortunate, and amongst all those gopis is the most superior, where Radharani is present. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ji is saying, I am residing in Braj, because if you are not there, then my Raj and this Brajvas also will be useless. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Ras Raj himself, and Radhaji,
he
is Mahabhad Swarupani, Haladini Swarupa. Singar Rasmai Murti personified is Sri Krishna. And who can make him face in Singar Raj? One and only one, Vishwavani Randan, Vishwavani Randan, Vishwavani Randan. There are other gopis, Lakshmi schools are there. They are expert in Singar Raj, all of them. The way She is complete in her in the meeting of assembly, they gave a very nice description that wherever Ras is described in all the scriptures, all the poets can describe Shringar Ras. But Shringar Ras and Mahabhav, both, if you combine, where is the present? Combination of only Sri Rupa Goswami Pada's. Described. So, Radhaji, Mahabhav Swarupi, the personification and embodiment of Shringar Ras of Shringar Ras. He has made himself Unnat Ujjwal Ras, who is described as Shyam Sundar, presented by Krishna, and what kind of rush that is which he is making him say? That rush is Lenman, Thai Bhav, Alaman, Udipan, Vibhav, Anubhav, all of these, Sari, and all of them combined together, then the astonishing birth of rush is manifested. Raj Anurag Bhav Mahabhav, they keep on increasing in this sequence and seeing the astonishing astonishing work of Mahabhav. Krishna himself is astonished. Even Rudh Aduru Mahadhan crossing all these frame rivers etc. Whatever the astonishing moves that are present in Radhaji is not present in anybody else. That is why Sri Rupa Goswami Bhad, he has said, Mahabhav Sarupe, Vishwanu Nandini Sri Radhaji, embodiment of Mahabhav, Sarupa of Mahabhav. Qualities in frame, she is the topmost, most superior. Other gopis are there. The queens are there. Lakshmis are there. Yes, they are. Everybody. Just now, Ramadhan Maharaj, we were discussing with him that why Sadhana was Vartika, because he decorated him. That is why he became Sadhana Vartika. That Narayan is decorating Lakshmi or no? Bhagavatam, it is described that Lakshmi Devi is residing on his chest in Narayan's home. He is serving Narayan. Person is very fortunate, she is proud in this. At the time of bathing in various ponds or rivers, Lakshmi is remembering meditating on Narayan and she is very proud of her fortune. It is described in some places. Sadhana Vartika is only that who is then all, amongst all the yogis, amongst all the potencies, who is topmost. There is something about Radha Krishna that. That is why it is described that Vishwanu Nandini Srimati Radha Mahabhav Swarupa, the way she is, nobody else can be. All you are, somebody is a well or a pond, somebody a lake, maybe a well. There is water in the well, there is water in the lake also, a pond also, but it cannot be an ocean. An ocean is complete in itself. You cannot compare an ocean with a lake or a pond or a well. Similarly, these bhavs, the pinnacle of bhav, there are bhavs present in others also, but she is the ocean of Mahabhav. Only Radharani is the ocean of Mahabhav. That is why Mahabhav Swarupa, others are also described. She is the personification of Anand Chinmay. Srimati Radha is the all that creation that there is, all the potential that there are, she is the topmost among all of them also. Is she in what form? not in Swarupa. Our aim, what is our body is sky, earth and such. But what is Krishna's form made upon? Krishna's form is how? She is not a female like in the ordinary world. She is present as Krishna in Krishna. And she has no material body. This transcendental body only Sarupa or Ananda, in Charitamrita it is described Krishna
about
Vyasa's mantra is meditating mantra of Srimati Vyasa. All are came to the place to be the So, Padmevata, a part of Lakshmi Vaini. Lakshmi, Rukmini Shakta Mama, more than other Gopi, Chandravali even, more than Lalita Vitara, this will be real to all Sarva-Sarvati, Sambodhini Para, Sambodhini Para,
Put me somewhere in the shadow, that she can even bewilder Krishna. She can even attract Krishna. She can attract his mind. That is why Hare, Hare means to take off.
Might have beauty and loving statistics of the Krishna, she can change the heart of Krishna and control. No anyone can. There's Sarva Shakti. And although Radha Krishna Pranay Vikrati Vladani Shakti, Hoi Hranika, Radha Krishna Pranay Vikrati, their love and affection is the mightiest cause. Then, within them, Pranay comes. And that Pranay is so much in the reality. And what you call when they are combined, but sometimes even the combined, Krishnamani can be met. And all is the Yaya, Srimati Radhika. So, Radhika is.
Bring it back to it. Are being the argument of the